The Hero of Metesia. Chapter 1. For most, the bone-chilling blizzards are reason enough to avoid winter expeditions in the northern mountains of Metesia. But the two young adventurers trekking through the storm are not to be dissuaded. They march through the deathly winds, spurred on by the severity of their mission and the determination and stubbornness of their youth. Unfortunately, their wool cloaks were not meant to withstand so much sustained punishment from the elements. Each step they take is a little harder than the last.
Fatine! How much further?
I don't know. Just keep going.
I don't know if I can. I feel...
Rusin?
Fatine rushes to her downed companion's side.
This is not how an Azure Scale Knight dies. Get up!
The elixir... in your pack.
She searches her pack until she finds the elixir and pours it into Rusin's mouth.
There you go. You're gonna be okay.
Hey, am I hallucinating or is there a light over there?
Fatine looks behind her and notices a distinct orange glow through a snowy veil.
I see it. Hang in there, Rusin. The whole kingdom is counting on us. You can't die now.
Fatine hoists Rusin over her shoulders and carries him towards the glow. Soon she reaches the source of the light. A sturdy, stone-brick manor in the middle of the tundra, leaking torchlight out of its windows. But even Fatine cannot endure the tempest for much longer.
Balthian, I know you're in there! Help us!
Finally, her cold, numbed body gives out, and she falls backwards into the snow. The white storm above her blurs into a black void, and there is a strange feeling of peace. I think she's waking up.
I need to find Balthian.
You don't need to worry about that anymore.
Fatine opens her eyes, sits up, and looks around. She lies by the fireplace in a cozy living room within the manor's stone walls. Dozens of beautiful paintings line the walls, and an easel and canvas sit in the corner, bearing the preliminary brushstrokes of a new project. A woman on the verge of elderhood sits next to her and holds out a bowl of steaming soup. Drink this.
It's good. Very good. Where's Rusin?
I'm here. And guess who else?
Rusin sits at a nearby dinner table, wrapped in furs and drinking his own soup. Across from him sits a grim-faced, supernaturally healthy man who looks to be in his late 20s. His identity is obvious to anyone raised in the kingdom of Metesia.
It's him! We did it!
Balthian! It's such an honor, sir. All the stories we've heard and...
Fatine tries to stand up, but she falters, still weak from the cold. Don't try to stand. Take it easy. Fatine stares at the woman, who appears to be 30 years older than Balthian.
Who are you?
I'm Jennia, Balthian's wife. And your name is Fatine?
Right.
We're Azure Scales, just like Balthian. Well, trainees, but still, we'll earn the armor soon.
Like I was.
Well, you know, once an Azure Scale, always an Azure Scale.
Yeah, of course.
So what does the king want from Bal this time?
The Krizalka bastards are gearing up for another war. This time, they'll try to wipe us out for good, and we need Metesia's true hero back to fight them off.
Balthian and Jennia look at each other, and a silent, indecipherable conversation takes place across their faces.
I see.
The king needs you, right away. Let's go!
Fatine, finally back on her feet, heads to the large door at the end of the room. No one follows. She opens the door and finds herself looking out at the furious snowstorm outside.
There's no sense trying to leave while the storm still rages.
Come on, we almost died out there.
Fine. But if it doesn't clear soon, we won't have a choice.
Fatine reluctantly closes the door and takes a seat at the table next to Rusin.
So, why did the two of you join the Azure Scales?
To serve the kingdom and protect what I love.
I grew up with stories about your adventures. I wanted to be brave and help people, just like you.
That too.
I'm guessing you know all about my life as a hero of the realm then, don't you?
Of course.
Although, we don't know why you stopped adventuring and came all the way out here. Why is that?
Brucen, don't bother him with that.
No, it's all right. I'll answer. Although it's related to something that happened many years earlier. So I suppose that story comes first.
The young Azure Scales sit up in excited attention as Balthian begins to tell his tale. Decades ago, a younger, brasher Balthian rode his horse through the forests of Middle Metesia, looking for a place to rest for the night after a long day of travel. As he journeyed, the bright, vibrant green of the well-trodden forest slowly declined into a sickly brown marshland. The chirping of birds was overtaken by the croaking of frogs, and the sunlight, peeking through the thick layer of tree leaves, became ever sparser.
Keep calm, stalwart. We'll find somewhere to rest before the sun sets.
Soon enough, Balthian did find somewhere to rest. A small, eerie village named Haldura. Balthian patted his horse reassuringly as they trotted into town. The villagers they passed seemed to regard them with suspicion and fear, watching the interlopers from behind their windows like prisoners watching a guard walk by. Warily, Balthian headed towards a building on the far side of town, identified as an inn by a nearby sign hanging precariously off a rotting wooden post. As he approached, a gaunt-looking innkeeper shuffled outside to intercept him.
Hello, innkeeper. How much is a room for the night?
You don't want to stay here.
I believe you. The fine people here are quite good at seeming inhospitable. But I also don't want to ride in these woods at night on a horse that's afraid of the dark.
Please, sir, you don't understand. You should not stay here.
Is there another town within a reasonable distance?
No, sir, but...
Then I don't have much of a choice. Listen, if something is going on here, I can help. I'm Balthian, the Azure Scale hero.
If you're going to stay, you should just leave first thing in the morning. I'll stable your horse.
Balthian was on high alert for the rest of the evening, but he'd had a tiring journey that day, and soon he fell asleep on the inn's straw bed. Until, in the middle of the night, he was awakened by an argument just outside his door.
I have paid all the tithes, and I haven't disobeyed any of your rules. Please.
You have allowed an outsider into our town.
Then take him.
We shall, and you with him.
Balthian grabbed his sword and flung open the door to the main room of the inn, where three figures in robes and hideous wooden masks stood around the innkeeper, brandishing knives.
Well, I think I deserve a say in whether or not I get taken.
Kill him.
The fight was short. The attackers were clearly used to victims who did not fight back.
Now, let's try this again. If something is going on here, I can stop it, even though you did just offer up my life.
I'm sorry. I didn't...
Save it. Just tell me what's going on.
They came a few months ago. They called themselves the Harbingers of Skiak. They did something to the mayor, and he let them take over the whole town. They've been making us hand over one of our own every couple of days. Human sacrifices, I'm sure.
Where are these Harbingers staying?
They've taken over the mayor's house at the center of town. But if you confront them...
I'll be fine. You find somewhere safe to hide until the cultists are gone. Now, if you'll excuse me.
You're going now? In the middle of the night?
What better time for a friendly visit?
Balthian made his way through the midnight-drenched town, holding his sword in one hand and a bright lantern in the other. Soon, he reached the looming black shape in the darkness that was the mayor's house. He entered the building, on alert for any potential ambush. Balthian crept through the empty, candlelit foyer. The cultists had clearly not been good house guests. Furniture was overturned and broken, and the walls were covered in slashes and scrapes. At the end of the hall, he could see light emanating from the bottom of a short, U-shaped staircase. Balthian advanced down the stairs, gripping his sword even tighter. The voice of a crazed woman bounced off the stone walls of the basement, and as the hero continued his descent, the words began to take shape into something understandable as language, if still incomprehensible in meaning.
And Skiak shall return in their new body to cleanse this world. With each kill, they shall grow, and when there is nothing left to eat, they shall shatter the sky and release the waters above to wash away the world.
Balthian reached the bottom of the stairs and found himself greeted by a disturbing display. 15 or so harbingers were gathered, listening to a gold-masked woman sermonize from an elevated stone floor at the back of the room. As she spoke, she frequently gestured towards a grotesque project. Several corpses stitched together into the vague shape of a person's upper body. By the woman's other side, a man in tattered clothes sat in a chair, slumped over and blank-eyed, like a marionette that had been set down.
Who approaches?
The group of cultists turned to face Balthian and drew their knives.
I'm Balthian. I take it you're the one leading this horror show?
I am the Chantress, speaker of the word of Skiak, and leader of the Harbingers. And you are the unwelcome newcomer.
I'm only slightly newer and much less unwelcome than you. That man in the chair is the mayor, right?
Not for much longer. Soon he shall join Skiak's body along with the rest of his town, and the god of endings shall rise.
Yeah, I heard your speech. Well spoken. But I'd prefer if the world wasn't eaten by a god made out of dead people.
Would you thwart the will of a god?
Yeah.
Take him, Harbingers, so he may be sacrificed to become one with Skiak.
The cultists advanced. Though they were poorly armed and unskilled, they were numerous enough to overwhelm Balthian. The hero backed up into the staircase, where the cultists could not surround him and only a few could attack him at a time. There, he cut down half of them before the remaining seven backed away.
You are skilled in the ways of murder, outsider. You shall serve Skiak well.
The Chantress began contorting her hands into a series of signs, and Balthian began to feel his very soul tug at him, trying to burst out of his chest and rush towards the cult leader. Balthian picked up his lantern, gripped his sword, and charged into the basement. With his spirit weakening under the Chantress's assault, he was forced to push through the cultist attacks. Gritting his teeth and ignoring the pain, Balthian focused all his energy on the Chantress and hurled his lantern at her. The lantern burst against the Chantress, and her robes were instantly engulfed in flames. Screaming, the Chantress fell back into her corpse golem, and the ointment that had been used to consecrate the morbid sculpture ignited. The Harbingers watched in shock as their leader burned to death. And Balthian breathed a sigh of relief as his full vitality returned.
Run! Run!
The cultists dropped their knives and broke into a run up the stairs. Then the mayor jolted upright, awakening for the first time in weeks.
What the... What's happening?
The Harbingers of Skiak took over your town. And your mind, it looks like.
Oh, gods. I don't remember any of that.
Don't worry. I took care of everything.
Oh, the fire. We should put out the...
I think we should let those bodies burn a little bit longer. Just to be sure.
Balthian remained in Haldura for 2 weeks. He helped them properly deal with the dead and get back on their feet, and also enjoyed their adoring thanks and a free stay at the inn. Finally, when he decided he had done all he could, he mounted his horse and prepared to resume his original journey.
Is there anything else we can do to thank you?
Just make sure Haldura recovers and prospers.
Oh, don't worry about that. This place was a wonderful village before, and thanks to you, it will be again.
It would be decades before Balthian found himself back in Heldura. Older and wiser, though one would not know just by looking at him, Balthian found himself traveling the familiar road and decided to visit the village he had once helped. While he was no longer so eager to be showered with praise, he was looking forward to seeing how the town had thrived since he had saved it from certain doom. He was not prepared for what he saw when he arrived.
No.
The once populated town was now little more than a collection of shattered ruins. Balthian numbly dismounted his horse and began wandering through the wrecked village until he came upon a stranger in a rusted iron breastplate digging through what was once the town trader's house.
What happened here?
Bandit raid, couple months back. I was just hoping they left something behind.
And the people?
No idea. If anyone survived, they're long gone. So, as far as I'm concerned, taking their stuff is fair game. You got a problem with that?
No.
Right. If that's all you need, I got about two more houses to pick through.
As Balthian surveyed the ruins, his mind kept conjuring the images of the peaceful, happy village that he had left behind. After all that had happened, all the hard work of defeating the Harbingers and helping the town rebuild, it had all been for nothing. Balthian got on his horse and rode away, feeling lost and confused and broken. The room is silent as Balthian finishes his tale. Jenny looks at him with the sympathy of someone who has heard the story many times before.
That was 5 years ago. I've been a hero for so long, but I've never seen my work to help people undone like that. I felt like I had spent my life pushing dozens of boulders up mountains. And for the first time, I looked back and saw one of them rolling back down to the bottom. And all the rest looked like they were teetering on the edge. And I couldn't bear to see them fall too. I had to stop. So ever since then, I've been here. Not the type of story they'd tell to inspire trainees, huh?
You never even looked for the bandits?
I did hunt them down. But it didn't feel like I'd really done anything. There were other bandit groups, more towns that would be raided. And after realizing that this was probably far from the only one of my stories that has a different ending now, like I said, I had to stop.
You still made a difference by helping them, just like you've helped all of the kingdom.
I know. And I'm glad I could give Heldura some years of peace. But that doesn't make it easier to deal with all that changing. The two of you should remember this when you're full Azure Scales.
We'll never be up to your level, sir.
You did say you wanted to be like me, didn't you? The storm is still going. Maybe you'd like to hear more stories.
You want us to sit here doing nothing while the rest of the kingdom is getting ready for war?
What else can you do? Think of it as a learning opportunity. I'm sure I've lessons that your trainers never even learned themselves.
Come on, Fatine. When else would we get the chance to hear tales from the greatest hero who's ever lived?
Fatine slowly nods. Balthian smiles, and the four prepare for a long night of stories while the storm rages outside.